This is a follow-up psychiatric evaluation examination. Patient's first name is Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, last name is Hermes, H-E-R-M-I-Z. Facility is West Bloomfield Nursing and Rehabilitation Care. Date of birth is 8-8-1934. Date of evaluation is 5-2-2023. HPI history page complaint. Psychiatric follow-up requested by medical nurse practitioner for management of patient's agitation and combative behaviors. History of present illness is 88 years old female who is familiar to our service but new to me. Period, I reviewed evaluation done by PA from our service. Here I reviewed the patient's chart and discussed her condition with medical staff and nursing staff. Who reports the patient has been exhibiting increased agitation, aggressive and combative behaviors, period, refusing ADL care, period. Patient was on Xanax, PRN on shower days, but medical staff switched patient to Klonopin 0.5 milligram twice a day. Here she's also on mirtazapine 7.5 milligram HS and melatonin 3 milligram at HS. Patient is on quetiapine 50 milligram at bedtime. Here the staff reports that patient hallucinates at times. And the conversation is out of touch with reality, period. During my evaluation, she was sitting in the hallway, period. Patient was non-verbal. She speaks Arabic. An Arabic interpreter was present who indicated that patient does not talk much or answer any questions, but patient thought that interpreter was her family, period. No meaningful conversation could be held with the patient. Next paragraph. Internal medical social family history, their last visit 3-14-2023. Check a review of medical family social history indicates no changes under medical history. Unremarkable, except patient was treated for UTI almost a month ago. Social history unremarkable, family history unremarkable. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, required to perform a chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under current psychotropic medications, number one, MAR reviewed, see medication page number one, Seroquel, number two, Xanax, number three, mirtazapine. Check common side effects of antipsychotics. Check benzodiazepines. Check Remeron, and also check. In my medical determination, the above reference risks are acceptable and outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment and potential consequences of harm to herself or others. Next paragraph, mental status examination, constitutional, non-general grooming, fair motor movements, weakness, stature, sitting, level of consciousness, alert, demeanor, uncooperative at times, affect constricted, mood, unable to assess. Speech, speaks Arabic, thought process confused, psychotic symptoms. Staff reports that patient is delusional and conversation is out of touch with reality at times. Poor knowledge, poor judgment, poor insight, poor orientation to self only, place time impaired. Attention, concentration impaired, sleep problems initiating. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans. Psychotic disorder with hallucination due to known physiological condition, F06.0. Plans are changed, Seroquel to 25 milligram twice a day to stabilize mood and psychotic symptoms. Number two, major depressive disorder, recurrent moderate F33.1. Plans continue Remeron as prescribed. Next plan, number three, anxiety disorder due to known physiological condition, F06.4. Plans, patient is being switched from Xanax to Klonopin. Period monitored response from Klonopin. Number four, dementia and other diseases classified elsewhere. Moderate with behavioral disturb with moderate with agitation F02.B11. Plans continue behavioral interventions. Anticipate patient's needs consistently. Direction for limit setting and inappropriate behaviors. Encourage participation in diversional activities. Next paragraph. Disposition. Notify service of changes in mood and behaviors. Next paragraph, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Next paragraph, orders and procedures, 99308, end of dictation.